Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, it was a wild day yesterday at the White House.
Yeah, Kanye West holding forth about, I don't even at this hour can tell you what. It seemed like a little bit of everything. And it was a strange kind of break from the politics of the week, where we've seen the stock market tumbling and a lot of questions around the killing of a journalist in Turkey at the Saudi embassy, so potential killing. So it was a strange thing, but I think emblematic of the way the Trump presidency has evolved right now, where a lot of it is just playing out on live television.
Yeah, the president seemed to be enjoying himself and still telling reporters that he's following up on the hurricane and trying to, you know, state that he's following everything he should be.
That's right, and he's done a few times now these kind of wide-ranging discussions, news conference-esque appearances with reporters where all manner of questions are taken, and it seems like you just get a real-time view of what's on the president's mind. I think we also saw a real turn back toward the midterms in the last couple of days. The president's had a few rallies. There are a number of prominent 2020 contenders who have been out there and kind of a back to a rhythm of, around the midterms, but I think a lot of trepidation about what these next 3 weeks could bring.
Yeah. Do you notice maybe with that picking up, is there concern in the White House maybe a little bit heading into the midterms? Is that the reason we're seeing the president kind of insist on holding these rallies?
I think they're definitely concerned about Republican enthusiasm, and I think there was a thought around the Kavanaugh nomination that would be the clincher, and it would get Republicans into this election as much as Democrats have been. But I think there's also recognition that that could be a sugar high, and that you could easily be talking about something else in the coming days, and news stories move on, whether it's hurricanes or stock market crashes or whatever, what have you. So I think there is concern in keeping that enthusiasm, and that's why we're going to see the president out as much as we will.
Rick, where is the momentum right now? And could we be in for an October surprise?
I think there's definitely room for October surprises, whether on the economy or in domestic front or foreign policy. I would say the momentum of the last 10 days has probably shifted back to Republicans, which is to kind of bring it back to a point where it looks like Democrats are likely to take the House but unlikely to take the Senate, maybe not getting quite the huge numbers that they once thought. But all these things seem to shift on a dime. And I think, as the president knows, these news cycles move fast.
You know, you mentioned an October surprise. I'm wondering, is that even possible anymore? It used to be this big thing in politics heading toward an election, but now with the way the news runs and kind of the stories that used to be big things that, I mean, now barely even get attention, is there a such thing as an October surprise?
Yeah, there's been a handful of stories, I think, that are big enough to sustain themselves. Kavanaugh felt like that. I think the detained children at the border a couple of months ago was like that. It really is that order of things. Or, you know, a big sell-off on Wall Street that would change perceptions around the economy. Certainly there's things out there, and of course, anything involving terrorism or an attack. But I think you make a great point that there's so many surprises every day that the idea of one big one altering everything is almost quaint.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, resigned this week to the surprise of everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think is next for her?
Well, I think she's young enough to wait out politics for a while, and you know, she says she's going to campaign for President Trump in 2020. What about 2024, 28, 32? I was struck by, in her exit, she is one of the few people that I could name that is almost undeniably enhanced by her association from the Trump administration. And we've had Trump associates end up in jail or discredited or dispirited or cast to the curb or disgraced. That's not Nikki Haley. She comes away with now really strong foreign policy experience and a sense that she did a really solid job under very difficult circumstances. That's not an easy feat, and I think it increases her political viability for the future.
Yeah, is that something Republicans are already kind of looking ahead? You know, all this talk around Democrats and who's going to run in 2020 and them getting everything together, but are Republicans already kind of stirring that in their mind, who is next after Trump?
It's never far from mind. I think it's not an active discussion like it has to be for the Democrats, but I do think Republican strategists and donors are looking to see who the talent is coming up, and they know that there's a good number of folks who ran against Trump, and there's some folks in Congress who may not have the brightest of futures that they looked like a few years ago, and then there's people like Nikki Haley who could do any number of things after this. I assume she'll make some money in the meantime, and then if and when she returns to politics, I think it'll be a welcoming embrace for Republicans.
Rick, we are glad you could join us. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.